What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell, and I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, aka Tank, and the other host is
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do, and it's called Let Us Tell It because it's letting us tell it. Mm-hmm. Black men, black fathers,
damn right,
uncles, husbands, brothers, all the above. We usually start this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
Hell yeah.
What you want to get off your chest, man?
Y'all scammers are chumps, man. Y'all are really out here stealing from the poor just to be stealing from y'all.
Yeah.
Steal from the Bill Gates of the world, man. Stop scamming people that's trying to make a living. I'm talking about this girl that posted a video, whether it's real or it's not. I mean, I saw it on the internet. I looked it up. Apparently, it's real.
Sound like your brother-in-law. I saw this on the internet.
I saw this on the internet. She, what was it? Rent VIP or VIP rent? No, Zip rent. She rented a, what is it called? The houses in the back of houses. ADU?
ADU?
Yeah. She rented an ADU. This is in California, too. For $875 a month. So she was there 5 days. She paid whatever first month, last month, her deposit, all that.
Yeah.
Went to work, came home, everything was gone. Talking about from her clothes, her bed frame, her dressers, her shoes, all of her belongings. She was like, my IDs, my school pictures, my everything. The only thing they left in this place were the plants on the sill of the window. Damn. That's all they left her.
Ain't that some shit?
So she calls the owner. The person answers the phone, says, I'm not the owner. Click. Why you even answer the phone, man?
Was it the actual owner?
No, it wasn't. Whoever she rented the house from somehow posed as the owner. And got her to sign. She had a lease. She has a lease, leasing agreement, all of this. And now what? So what's wild is, I don't even know how this is possible. How the owner didn't know this was happening in the owner's backyard, unless the owner, you know, is obviously out of town.
Both units or something.
Oh yeah, or yeah. They could have been. So the owner could be renting the main house
and the ADU.
Yeah. It's vacant in the back, and some scammer was like, "Oh, we can rent this out, and they won't even know."
Yeah, and if the person renting, they don't know what's going on. Nah. That's a different unit.
Yep.
Man,
you just got to be cold blooded, man.
Yeah.
To be doing that to folk that really, I'm living the straight and narrow. I'm not stealing from nobody. I'm choosing not to steal from people. I'm choosing to do things right. And you just shit on me like that.
Did I send you the thing with the dude that hacked into the scammer's system?
Yeah, and he was calling them by name.
Man, this dude.
That's the only reason I don't understand.
I don't understand how this dude ain't, like, why the FBI ain't just paying him. Why ain't he on payroll? So there's a, you know, they got all these calling centers. They usually overseas. These calling centers, they scam everybody from insurance, mortgage, random bills, credit cards. They literally set up these systems to scam people. And it'd be a whole organization of like thousands of employees. And they're only, it's basically like set up like a legal operation, but they're there to scam people. That's all they do. This dude taps into their CCTV cameras so he can see them. He's tapped into their screens so he can monitor what they're doing. He calls the dudes and is like, gives them their real names. Their first and last name is like, I want to speak to so-and-so. Like, he's tapped into their entire operation.
Yep.
He finds out the building that they're at. He has a friend that's in that country at the time and is like, do me a favor, go over to this building. Friend goes over. He can see his friend standing at the door through the outside camera. Like, he said, yeah, that's the building.
Yep.
This is what's messed up. And then, so of course, so he sends it to the proper authorities, and I guess they're working on it or whatever. But by the end, he's already looked up how much money these dudes have made. He done got into their account. He done everything.
I ain't seen
and
that.
The whole time he's doing it, he's explaining to you how to do this.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to be a techie to, like, I didn't understand it. I was just intrigued of what was going on. But I'm like, as he was sitting there talking through the whole thing, I went to it. That, of course, he sent me down this rabbit hole. I went to another one. A lot of these scammers legally aren't even breaking a law.
Oh, no.
It's like legal.
Yeah.
They're legally doing this. That's what's so stupid about laws and stuff. It's just like, just because it's not a law doesn't mean that you can't be doing something. Like, that's the dumbest thing of how, because it's like, yeah, you can get caught. Oh, you took this person's money and you didn't steal it. They gave it to you.
Mm-hmm. That's why those white collar crimes.
Yeah.
These guys be
the
out
Trumps,
here
the Wall Street
stealing billions of dollars. And get 5 years.
Slap on the head.
Yep.
Meanwhile, you got people that they're stealing from is middle America, losing their houses, losing everything they got. And these dudes are able to just walk away scot-free.
You don't got a PP loan for $100,000, and then you get sentenced to 7 years in jail for
$100,000. Yeah, Galactic said, Ebony said, loopholes? It ain't even a loophole on that. On these scammers, it's just no law against scamming people.
Yeah.
On those type of scams. It's like, yeah, we found them, especially if they're doing it from out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these laws got, this is our laws. This is, whatever you do in California ain't got nothing to do with you doing in Dubai.
You have to set up, which is sad. It ain't sad, but you have to set up all the securities on your network so no one can break into it. Why would I have to do that? If there was a law stopping people from breaking into your router. So I remember one time me and Mel we just had Micaiah. We in the room, she sleep, and we had this monitor monitoring her. And you hear, hello, 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 hello. I'm like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
So we have Siri on with the white noise, like shh. So I'm like, oh, it must be something coming in through Siri. So I was like, Siri off, turned off. Hello, hello. I'm like, what?
All the frequency done got in.
Man, the camera, the hello, hello was coming from the camera on the baby.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
So went down the rabbit hole of how that stuff and what you're saying, frequencies, it will pick up. Somebody can tap into that. They can watch your baby, say stuff to your baby, play different music to your baby, all type of stuff. And internet is wild.
That's why I don't fully trust anything wireless.
Wow.
At all. Like even my Bose headphones. Like that, when I travel and I'm watching a movie, I don't want to deal with that cutting out, the signal getting cut out.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I plug this in, I know I'm good. It don't matter what the plane does. It don't matter what's going on around me. I'm good until I press pause on my downloaded movie. But even like cameras at the house, it's like, I didn't want anything wireless.
Mm.
Everything is, it's a wireless signal. I don't want a wireless signal.
Yeah,
I want everything hardwired.
Yep.
Even my truck, I pulled up, like my truck has Wi-Fi. Like you could go in, I could pull up to my house, it can tap, it can be a hotspot, or I can tap into the hotspot on my phone. I never synced my truck to my house. As far as when I'm home, it picks up on their Wi-Fi. Because now, in my mind, all right, my truck is parked at my house. It's on my Wi-Fi. Who can come up and do something to my truck if it's got a signal? I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, it's old school. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be one of them old school ass fools that ain't getting scammed on no front, no way, no how. I don't trust anything with wireless.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. We all, if somebody wanted to do something, they can do stuff. They can tap into whatever you got going on. We all got those automatic passwords on our phones, on our computers, all saved in that little tab up there.
Angel says I'm old. You know why?
Why?
I have a tablet, not an electronic tablet, a notebook.
Oh,
where my passwords are written down. Oh, well, because I don't save them to nothing. That notebook is like my Bible. I'm like, I know where it's at.
Yeah, you a 1%.
If I forget a pad, I go right to my notebook. And when I update, I go cross it out, write down the new one. I don't save no passwords.
Last episode, this man was calling me 80 years old.
Goose. Go back to the last episode and Goose will prove that he's 80 years old.
This man 88.
Goose said,
I don't save nothing on the web.
Going to the trap.
Oh.
Come on, kids. Got my pants baggy.
He said, I don't want nothing on them internets. Everything hard.
Nah, hard
everything
I
hard.
I don't trust nothing with Wi-Fi. I don't.
Well, you got good reason, because these scammers out here scamming folk type of ways.
When I seen him hack into a hacker's system, I was like, first of all, this man is doing the Lord's work.
Yep.
But he can do, the only thing he can do, he put their face on blast. You can see their face. He put their names out there, which is definitely beneficial. But I'm just like, if I was that good, the type of person I am, I'm like, oh, now I'm scamming them.
Oh, hell yeah.
They kids won't have no money. Mm. Their families won't have no money. They everything. Their credit cards are going to be empty. Like, I'm destroying their life, because that's what they're out to do.
Man, some advice or some stuff I just ran into, me and Mel done ran into. I told y'all about tax preparation. And we going through like accounts and seeing where money's going and all this, that, and other. So I found a subscription for, I think it was like, was it Google? It was either Google or Facebook. And they were taking like $2 a month out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is this? So I looked into it, fake company, fake logo, all of this is fake. They just have it to where when you randomly look at it, you think it's
Google
or like the what is it? I think it's Google too, how they take like 99 cents a month from your account for storage and all that. So it looks like that, but it's not that. It's fake. I had another account. It was taking $3.99 out like every few months, just sporadically. Damn. Fake account. And I'm like,
that's mother. Crazy.
But they had send you emails, let you know, hey, your account is about to renew this, that, and other. We're about to charge this or charge that. It'll be fake. It's just fake.
Yeah, they said Apple does it.
Yeah, Apple does it. Okay. So,
paying for storage.
You don't know that. Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
you don't know. You have to double check this stuff. There was a company when I worked for Equinox. I got a maintenance annual sheet from them, a budget, well, an invoice. And it was for $10,000 or was it $1,500? Anyway, I'm the facility manager, right? So I know all the vendors. Right. Every vendor goes through me. I'm hiring you. I'm filling out and I'm paying the invoices. Well, this invoice comes in and it says $1,500 semi-annual filter change, right? And I'm like, the hell is this? So I go to the accountant and I'm like, hey, who is this company and what building are they changing the filters in? For the past 5 years, annual. So this company was paying, Equinox was paying them $1,500 every 6 months, which ain't a lot. But if you got 50 companies doing
right.
this.
Yeah.
If you getting that from 50 companies, it's
that's
crazy.
What they do. They stay under the radar.
Yeah.
I'm going to charge you. I ain't gonna take $1,500. Mm. Not every month.
just every 6 months, I'm going to get you. Fake company.
That's crazy.
They just, and the companies are willingly, the accountant part of the companies are seeing these invoices are willingly cutting these checks to these companies.
Yeah, well, it must
so
be
it's
charged,
not
yeah.
it's not stealing to your point. It's not stealing. All you can do now is be like, oh man, cut it off, stop paying them.
Right.
And that's that. But they done got $50,000 from 50 companies in 1 month for the past five years.
And they calculate that into their profit. Yeah. Their gains a lot. Oh, yeah, we lost a couple. We dropped 3% last month, but we up 6% since then. It's like they don't even care. No, I go down and I look at every charge, everything that's coming out of my card every time it's used. Mm. I do it every so often. And if there's something that don't look right, I'm going back to the date when it was charged. I figure out everything I can. It's always, luckily I've never, there ain't been nothing big enough to where I've caught. But every time I spend 3-4 days like, man, what is that from? $9.99, I can't believe, nah, that don't even sound right. I will spend days. Then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, when I went to the end. Yeah.
These folks done stole male identity and racked up a $1,200 Verizon bill. And Verizon was after male for like 2 years. And we like, man, we keep telling y'all that wasn't us. Yeah. They in Mexico. Oh, we here. Come on, man. We done told you, dummy. Anyway, I don't like y'all scammers. But let me not even say that, man, because y'all might come find me now.
Damn. We can hit up old dude.
Yeah, yeah.
He's be like, hey, find these, get right on their way.
Nah,
let me know.
Yeah.
It's going to be between us. COVID ops. Don't tell nobody. Just tell me.
Oh, man. If you're scamming folk, man, like.
You deserve don't be, it.
Yeah, yeah, man. Y'all be taking people's life savings, be leaving people to turn to crime to survive then.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. You ain't got nothing on your chest, or that was good enough?
I did. Oh, it's something I want to get off my chest. I don't even know if I want to get it off my chest. I realize it today. Mm. I don't like dealing with change anymore.
Change,
like coins.
Oh,
nickels,
change.
Pennies, dimes.
Okay, yeah.
Man, I had a thing where I used to come home every day, come home from work, whatever change was in my pocket, I would put it in this water jug, like in 5 gallon jugs. It got so big to where I couldn't move it no more. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I told this on here or not. This thing was like heavy. The only way I could move it is I have to tilt it, put a dolly under it, and move it. Like, mm-hmm. It was pretty much full. When it came time, I was like, you know what? Let me just go ahead and just put this in the bank, you know, cash this in or whatever. It was almost impossible for me to get rid of that change because nobody wanted it.
Really?
I took it to the bank. There was like, you can take it to those coin count places, but they take like 3, 5, or maybe even 10%.
Dang.
I'm like, I'm not about to give y'all no goddamn money. So I went to all these different banks. They didn't want to deal with it. My branch would deal with it, which is a U.S. bank, but I had to put it in the little sleeves.
Them.
I had to roll it. I'm like, so I spent probably like 2.5-3 weeks. I went on Amazon, bought me a little coin, little sleeve thing. So it would separate the change, separate the pennies from the quarters and everything, and then drop it in.
That's that 3% and 10% you would have paid that machine.
Pretty much. Nah, there's a lot more than that. And I did that probably for like 3 weeks. I just come home every day from work, dump some money out of it, put it in there, roll those while I'm watching TV. And I'm like, this was years and years ago. Recently, it started. No, this is after we moved because I was like, started putting change in there, and I had this jug in the garage. It wasn't even a quarter of the way full. It was like an eighth of the way full. I said, let me go ahead and get rid of this now. Yeah. And having to do that process over again, I said, if I go and I pay with cash, I'm like, round it up, give me the solid dollar, or just keep the change. Because I'm like, I don't want to have to do, and it's crazy the times that we're in. It's just like where money is insignificant. Like
I haven't dealt with a quarter, dime.
Yeah, 10%.
I ain't mess with any type of change in so long. I don't even be having cash on me no more.
I usually, when I don't have cash, I end up regretting it because I go somewhere where you got like valet or you got a pay to get out or something like that. Or even random tip. A lot of times it's just me. I don't like leaving tip on my card. I usually try to put like a dollar or two. So I try to keep a little bit of cash on. It used to be the thing. You know, it was an old school thing. You always have cash on you.
Yeah.
Gotta always keep at least X amount of dollars on you at all times. Now I'm like,
Everybody got the electronic payment system.
Yeah, they do.
So, I don't be needing it. But yeah, I used to collect them coins too, but shit.
Yeah, no, back in the day it was like, oh yeah, like somebody gave me money. I got all this extra money now. The hassle I went through trying to get rid of that.
You give me, I find change. I'm just like, throwing this shit across the street or something. Get it out of here. Dang, that's true. Money is
the physical money.
It's wild. So I don't know the ins and out of Bitcoin and all that cryptocurrency. Me and Angel
was just talking about that last night. It's like I haven't seen anybody benefiting that I know personally. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you know, well, with Bitcoin, I got this. I'm like, I don't know enough about it. So for me, it's like, what's the difference between Bitcoin and me carrying around this debit card that's got my money on it? I don't know.
I don't know.
But apparently, I don't know. The sooner you get in, the more of it you have. I don't know. I don't understand it. And I probably never will have to. Maybe it's something my kids got to get into if it becomes a thing. But I'm going to stick with the old mighty dollar for now.
It's probably going to be some situation where everything converts. And they're like you said, you got $1,000. Now you have 50 Bitcoin. It's going to somehow. But
as long as it's a single, I don't know who came up with it, what organization, the Bitcoin and all that. I don't think they'll ever switch over to that as long as if somebody benefits from it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like
regular citizens benefit. Yeah. 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 If we benefit from it, hell no. Nah,
they ain't going to do that.
Hell no. Nah. All right. Moving on. Yeah. Moving on. Have y'all ever dropped some food on the ground and hurried up and picked it up and ate it and was like, 5-second rule, 2-second, whatever that second rule is, and just ate it on up. No matter where it dropped, you just picked it up and ate it up. Have you ever had that situation?
I only have that rule when I'm at my house.
Only in your house?
Yeah.
Kennedy, do you have it? Oh, you don't have it. If it dropped, it's dropped. It's done for.
It's gone.
Oh, okay.
It ain't depending on.
Okay.
And it depends on what it is.
Okay.
If it's anything wet, it's getting thrown away. A chip. My kids, one of them would drop a chip and keep walking. Yeah. I know it. I'm gonna pick it up and eat it. We in the house. I know what's on them floors. I clean
well,
it.
Well, in this video, this lady's in a baseball stadium. Active game going on now. People walking back and forth. She's sitting down. Her child drops a hot dog. The hot dog hits the ground where they're sitting, okay? In a baseball stadium or whatever stadium, in a stadium. She picks up the hot dog and she's looking at it and she's like wiping it off. Mm. And then she hands it to her child.
That's disgusting.
And the child's like,
huh? Oh my God.
Y'all, in a stadium? I'm talking about.
Every bodily fluid that's voidable in the human body is on that goddamn floor. Yeah. Disgusting. As a hot dog too?
Hot dog.
Bread picks up dirt.
Man. That, oh my goodness.
Could you imagine what stuck to the hot? Band-aid. Hair. Syringe.
The bottom of them people's shoes that been in that bathroom and walking back and forth on that ground.
And you know the men's bathroom.
Oh, hell no.
Man, public men's restrooms, women, they are the most disgusting thing on this planet.
I try to hold my breath for so long when I walk in them things.
Especially in a stadium.
Oh, my goodness.
If I go to an event like that, I usually spray, basically disinfect the bottom of my shoes before I go in my house. Like, I'll walk in through the garage, take them off, and spray the bottom of my shoes. It don't matter where you walk after that. Like, it ain't going to get off whatever you, it's just, I hate men's restrooms, man.
That's the
stadiums. Stadiums, they just be disgusting.
That's that in the airport. If you go to the regular restroom, but you know, I'll be in the Sky Club. Where
I was
going to
say,
like,
it's been a long time since I've been in
I sleep in the Sky Club bathroom.
It's been a long time since I've been in one.
Them things be nice.
Won't he do it?
He would do it. But, yes, he'd do it. No buts. Ain't no buts about that. I'm not eating off no damn. Look, if it's in my house, if we're in the house, I ain't even tripping. The food can lay there for a little while. I'm like, I'm eating it.
You walk around the corner. What that sandwich doing?
What that is? Oh, man. He said, just walk like, oh, a sandwich.
Yeah, a damn sandwich on the floor.
Shit been there for 3 days.
My lucky day. feel like a video game. Man. Like, you know, the turkey, the extra man used to get. Why was it always a turkey or a Cornish hen?
Those look like food. You can see the bone.
Yeah, see the bone on
man,
it. Or go extra man.
Yeah. Your life energized up. In my home, and like you said, depending on what it is, if it's a chip, if it's something, if it's
dry.
Yeah. And the area it falls in is dry.
Yeah.
Then it's like, all right, I'm blowing it off and then I'm good, you know. But, man, you drop a hamburger and it open face hit the ground, it's done for. I got to get another one. You drop, a popsicle, a sucker, anything sticky, it's over with. I'm not, ain't no blow it off, dirt don't hurt. God made dirt don't hurt type shit. Ain't none of that. That kid's mouth probably on fire right now.
Man, his immune system up. Ain't no telling what they be doing at their house. That's nasty.
That is nasty. Moving on. I also saw these videos of these guys, right? These young men, they'll walk up to women, just random women, random areas, and they'll start singing songs.
Is it F-A-C-T?
You made for me. And then they hand them a flower. You know how many people was like, Goose, you don't record that. You better get in the studio. Somebody going to steal it. Somebody going to steal your song. Hey, man. Somebody there use this in court. He said we could take it.
Yeah.
Do not take my song. And if you do, just break me off some about a good 50 grand. You know what I'm saying?
50 grand.
I appreciate it. 50%, of all revenue, streaming, platform, everything. I just give me what you owe me. You feel me?
Well, they give you 50,000 and then they make 50 million. You going to be mad.
Y'all be it. Y'all would see me on this podcast anymore because I'll be in jail. I done found your ass. And what was I saying? So these guys, this group of guys will just walk up to random ladies and sing to them. And the women would just be so happy and just in love with these guys and their voices. And then the guys would give them flowers and they'll just be like in la la land. In awe. Is there something a random stranger can do to you, for you to be so giddy? And just it'll just like make your day.
Mm-hmm.
What would that be?
Walk up and just start throwing $100 bills at me. I might even twerk.
It's an angel gonna come out.
Oh, you already know.
That'll make you happy.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The only thing that'll make you get it.
Break a band on me. I ain't see what he would do. Like that boy flexible. I ain't even know he could.
A group of women coming up to you singing to you wouldn't make you like melt. Like,
that's awkward to me. I don't even like people singing happy birthday to me. It's just awkward.
Oh, so you'll be more embarrassed than anything.
Yeah, like, hey.
All right.
What y'all do? What am I supposed to do right now in this moment? Do I clap? Do I just sit and stare y'all in your eyes? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. <What's that? laughs> If a rat, I don't know what I would do because I'm so standoffish, really. If I don't know you and you just start singing to me.
Man, be a group of women on me and I'm twerking for $100 bills.
If they do,
I'd be like, first, hey, Goose. Bunch of dudes. Just, hey.
Goose, I don't know. I would find that disrespectful.
Hey, disrespect the hell out of
me. I'd be like, hey, what the hell you throwing money at me for? Man, I'm going to mush this. Right. And then I'm going to pick the money up. Give me this.
You just got 300. I'm working for the 3,000.
I'm going to be on the other side of the ball fighting. This man here going to be got
it. I'll be looking back at it. Hey.
Like, oh, man, they can't even start throwing money, man. Y'all
doing another pat. No, I don't know how I clap, but I'm going to make the noise.
It'll be on his toes trying to clap. That would be hilarious. This man all of 6'4", 250. Pop. Pop.
Like that boy limber, yeah. I got
While
you.
I'm on the other side of the mall fighting. Tank, man, you don't know these start throwing money at me. And Tank, like,
me
really?
Too.
Really?
Yeah, me too.
Man, that go to show you, boy.
Just you can't think of nothing about it, dude, make you blush.
Different people out here in the world. What would happen? Something somebody could do to make me just change my day. Make me all giddy inside. Man, if I was just sitting somewhere and somebody just like.
Yeah, I got to update Patreon. Yes, Ebony, I was talking about twerking.
Somebody just came and just singing. Nah.
Singing ain't going to do it for me.
Nah, singing's not going to do it for me.
Unless you throw me some car keys or something.
Money, of course. Money, of course.
Anything over 300, Goose is fighting. Yeah. Sorry.
Just hand it to me. Don't throw it on me like, wow. Like I'm some type of stripper or something. Like, work for this money.
All right, what you doing for your birthday next year? That's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm going to be like, happy. I'm going to be mad as hell. I'm going to literally like be looking at this. All right, playboy. You throwing no damn money at me. Money would make me happy, but I wouldn't be all like, oh, giddy. This is so sweet. I don't know, man. A box of chocolate chip cookies or something. I'm like, oh, sweets for me? That'll make, or it's a cookies and cream shake real thick. I got to use a spoon to eat it.
Just FYI, I don't eat anything that's handed to me by a stranger.
I was just about to say, but it's going to have to add a sticker on the top, that travel sticker. The way
you can buy them.
Yeah, okay. But there you go. He done got, now you got like, oh, they trying to poison you, boy. So no,
I don't think nobody tried poison.
You can't bring me no food. I don't know.
See? Meanwhile, hey, I got bam. I'm good.
You good. Because you just started
pockets
twerking.
Is over. This uncomfortably swollen man. Like, I got to run to the car,
they
man.
They got Tank there. One of their partners will film the whole thing. Yeah. Tank on the internet. Bah, bah, uh-huh. Bah, bah.
They be like, I can't believe he was out here. Damn, look at that wad he got.
They gonna be like, oh, he got a little fat. Yeah, he got a little fat, little meat.
Yeah, they're like, nah, he wasn't even twerking right, man. Come on this way.
I ain't twerking for
Goose
no money.
Goose gonna be mad. I can dance.
Yeah, nah. I'll be doing the electric slide. See? I ain't twerking my ass now. You ain't gonna get me to do that. I say that now, though.
Yeah. What if that was the case? Somebody walk up to me with just like doing a random challenge and I think his money just start twerking. Yeah, don't y'all think I'm gonna be twerking?
Tank got, let me probably, see, you probably got a thong on right now.
You got no thong on?
Mm-hmm. Moving on before this man start twerking something. Another.
You the one with the cleanly swiped waxed booty hole.
Yep. I got a jock strap on right now. Ain't nothing covering my booty.
That's nasty. Whatever, man. Go ahead. What's next?
Jock straps, though, man. Why were they invented?
Protect your junk. I don't know why they the shape they
That's
are.
That's what I'm saying.
They made no sense. It could have like, just been a pair of boxer briefs.
So whitey tighties. Yeah. You just put a cup or something right. Yeah. Why is they strapped and just got your booty
I
out?
Always thought that was weird. I said, it's stupid.
Oh, man. Oh, the first time I seen one of them, I was playing baseball. And the
you
catcher,
thought you wasn't supposed to see it.
We was getting undressed in the locker room. He got undressed. I'm like, what the hell is that? It's a jock strap. I'm like, it literally is literally a strap just for your junk.
Yeah.
Anyway, let me get that out of my head. All right. Saw this other video.
You got that catcher's booty in your head?
Yeah, I'm like, oh.
Can't unsee.
Yeah.
Ever since then, Goose been shaving and waxing.
It was a white boy, too, man. He had old hairy booty, man. Back was all hair. It was crazy. Anyway, saw this other video, and I was surprised at this. But let's just say, you and Angel get on the plane, y'all are sitting in the main cabin.
Mm-hmm.
The flight attendant comes up and says, "Mr. Marcus, we got a first class seat open. You can take it."
Uh-huh.
Right. What do you do?
Oh, just me, just one of us?
Just one of
you. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
I ain't leaving my wife just to go sit in first class.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Nah. There has been times where only one of us could get like an upgraded seat. And if I was like extremely uncomfortable, because, you know, mm-hmm. I'm tall, I got leg issues sitting back there. A lot of times we would separate then.
Mm-hmm.
If that was the case, if I was just like, if it's a long flight and I'm like, I'm about to be in pain,
mm-hmm.
we would both be like, yeah, I need to go.
Okay.
But if it's just as a like, oh, a first class seat is up? No, we ain't leaving each other.
Mm. That, I think in this video, they should have let this man explain more because your excuse is worthwhile. But then your wife also knows this 6'4", he has issues.
Yeah, five.
Six, oh, you 6'5". Okay.
Well, I don't know. I it depends on the tape measure.
Uh-huh.
I'm right there on the cusp.
Why men always do that?
I was, see, I was a strong 6'5 in high school. And then after that, I guess I picked up weight.
I think I'm 5'7", but when people talk, man, I'm 5'7", 5'8". Always go up. You 6'3"? Yeah, 6'3" and 6'11". Mine was 6'12", 6'7".
Don't nobody 6' anything got to.
It's just the 5'7". Yeah.
5'11" and below. Y'all got to.
We got, I'm about 5'8", 5'9". You know what I'm talking about.
Once you rate 6, you can just say 6.
He's like, oh, man, that's little man shit. Dang.
Anyway, what happened in the clip?
It made me feel bad. this old head, he was like, I'm leaving, and I'm sitting in first class. He was like, man, I don't like being all squished up and stuff. So the other guy across from him, he was like, so you would leave your wife back in the back, and then you would sit in front. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I'm leaving my wife back there.
It sounds like they probably been married for about 40, 50 years.
Yes.
So.
And hey, that's what it was.
Don't judge. Y'all don't know them people.
There's been so many.
We've been together long enough, damn yeah. it.
She ain't leaving. God damn it. Shit, I ain't getting no ass anyway. That's probably exactly why he did.
Yeah, what she going to do? Hold out? Yeah, all right, that's year 8. Who cares?
Ain't going to make me no difference. But there's been times where I get upgraded, and I just look back at Mel or wherever she is, and I'm like, you taking it or you want me to? You can go because I'd rather her go sit up. And it's no question, though. Like, I wouldn't even, ain't no hesitating. Oh, I'm about to sit up. And then we be with the kids, too.
Right.
So I don't even see why I don't understand the logic behind that.
Yeah. If we both Comfort Plus, we just both gonna be Comfort Plus.
Yeah,
if we back in the main cabin, and if it's one of those planes, like Delta got a few of those planes, there's a few airlines that got them planes where it's just like, this should be illegal to have this little amount of space.
Mm.
And if like my seat is, I'm crammed up, and if it's an open spot, I ain't gonna be like, man, go get that bigger spot because you're gonna be in pain. But yeah, if it's just as a just a convenience thing of, oh, is the spot open? No, we not.
What about you're purchasing the tickets and the only thing left is a main cabin and first class ticket.
Oh, we have to take it?
And you have to take
it. Oh, like, yeah, then we're going to be separated.
So in that case, is you sitting in first class and then Angel's in the back? Or it depends on how close the seats are?
Depends on how close seats are. I would want her to take the first class, but if it's crammed up, she's going to be comfortable regardless.
Yeah.
To where me, it's like it might be a gamble.
Yeah. See, that dude, he ain't
give a damn. Yeah.
Yeah, he was like, hell no. Damn it. I ain't about to be uncomfortable. I was like, shit, dude. But anyway, yeah, I would definitely. There's been times I've been upgraded, and I won't say nothing. Because sometimes how it works with me and Mel, when we travel, it be spontaneous type things. So we can't always sit together. So we'll be it'll be one of those like, hey, when we get on the plane, we just ask somebody if you could do this or do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
no, we definitely
sometimes it doesn't work that way, work out that way. But I get upgraded. Mel will be back there, and I upgrade to first class, and I'll walk up the first class. But I'll be playing just for her to see me go up there, and then I come back. Yeah. You can go. And she's like, oh, you better.
Yeah, uh-huh. She's already expecting it. Oh, yeah. She looking like,
yeah,
I know this mother. Oh, hell. She already mad by the time you come back.
Oh, hell yeah. I come back like, you thought, come on, all right.
She be like, thank you.
Yeah. You better not order my dinner neither, because you know first class to get dinner and shit. Yeah, dude didn't care though about his old
I don't think it would have mattered anyway. We need some time apart.
Yeah. Unfortunately, some people like that dude, sounds like he might have been, you know, he might have cheated on his wife back in the day.
Oh, you think so?
He sound kind of like.
Is this a segue?
Yeah, it's a
man,
segue.
Man, just say,
moving on. I'll be trying, man.
You put that on that man. Hey, man, just move on.
Said, just move on, man. Don't be trying to do no segues. Hey, we laughing and stuff. But this, what dude? This somebody passed away now.
Damn it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but this is wild, and this is to warn anybody that's cheating. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. All right. So this guy, I think this was in Brazil. I'm not gonna mention his name, but this individual was in a hotel room with his wife. Okay. Uh-huh. You in a hotel room with your wife. Somehow you end up linking up with another female that's in the same hotel. You leave your wife in
Brazil?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard about Brazil.
You leave your hotel room to go see the girl in the other hotel room. Right? Your wife gets wind of it. She comes up to the room. I don't even know how she finds the room that you in with the sneaky link. This guy attempts to jump from balcony to balcony. This man, why you laughing? Don't start laughing.
Because this man would rather face death than
and
his wife.
That's what I'm telling y'all. It is not worth it.
It's not funny because apparently he finish.
He falls to his death. Man, I'm just talking to men because I'm a man. Look, man, especially in this situation, you don't have enough self-control to wait till you and your wife leave the same hotel. That's real dirty to be in a hotel room with your old lady and then go upstairs or wherever in the same hotel to deal with somebody and then come back and lay with your lady, man. That's
trifling.
That is dirty.
But what's the, I don't understand. Yeah, he's an idiot.
Yeah.
God rest his soul. Mm. What did he know? I'm curious to if he knew that his wife knew that he was in there. Like, that's my question. Like, were you trying to avoid your wife seeing you so you could deny the whole thing? Or you just like, I can't be around her right now, and went trying to Donkey Kong down the side of the damn hotel?
From what I read, she just got wind of the other lady. So...
And now he done ruined his whole family.
Everything.
Trying to just smash in a goddamn string.
And he was an artist. He was a...
musical?
Yeah, he was a up-and-coming artist. So he was known, just diminished his whole reputation.
I held that back. I'm proud of myself.
Oh, yeah. What I believe happened is that she came to the door and was like, I know you in there. And he probably was, oh, hell no. I got to get out, come around, be like, what you know, and act stupid like you were in there. And overestimated his abilities and fell to his death. So Ambulance came. He was still alive, but in the ambulance, he had a heart attack. Crazy, crazy. Y'all don't.
Man, not, don't bring up no subject I can't joke around about.
Tenfold. You ain't got 10 for 20. I ain't had no comeback. It ain't worth it, man. It's just
so, men. Says, I got so men, many. That, like,
it's just a climax, man. It's just a man. That's all you looking for. That's yeah. Just rub it out.
I don't know. Have you been to Brazil?
I haven't.
Nah, I know some dudes have been to Brazil, and I was like, I don't want to go. One is dangerous.
True.
You either gonna get one off or you gonna get offed. Like, from what I hear, it's dangerous over there. But yeah, I don't, something like that, I don't understand being somewhere specifically your spouse and then wanting to go somewhere and do something with somebody else in like in the same moment. That's just wild to me.
Now, if there was a power level of sensation with different women, and you know, hey man, she that level 25, and the top level's 100 or something. Well, don't worry about that.
But you 15 stories up, so.
Oh yeah. So. But I was just saying, you trying to catch that high.
Yeah, it's level 25. The floor she was on. Sorry.
Y'all to put yourselves in that situation, man.
How old was this man?
33.
Damn.
32. Wow. It could have been 23. Hold on.
He probably 23 if he's up and coming. Yeah, if he's up and coming.
23.
Well, he was up and coming.
Yep. Yep.
Scale it. Mm. Moving on, Goose.
Dang, Playboy. Yeah, moving on. Have you ever been stopped by the police? Just randomly, and they try to card you? Like, hey, who are you? Let me see your ID.
No, anytime I've gotten asked for my ID by a cop, it was usually in a traffic stop. Mm. There was one time a cop asked for, I know what I should have gave him a school ID. He asked for my driver's license, and I wasn't driving. Mm. And I told him that. He was like, let me see your license. I was like, I'm not driving. Mm. I need to see your license now. Had I been thinking, I would have gave him a school ID or something. It was like, I'm not obligated. For all you know, I don't have a driver's license.
Yeah, yeah.
But nah, nothing outside of that.
What is the issue with people handing the police officers their ID? Is it like you feel like your rights are being taken advantage or taken away, or you just, you know, they the police and you just got an attitude with like, man, get the hell out of here. Because if the officer asks me for my ID, all of my information is all, you can Google my name and see where I live at on the internet. Like, there's no, he's not about to download it in no database and he might. But what's the issue with letting the officer know who you are?
Why do they need to know is my question. Like, if there's this is the problem. This is a racial thing. Mm-hmm. They ain't going around asking random white people for the, let me see your ID. Mm-hmm. Let me approve who you are and where you're from. It doesn't matter if I'm not committing a crime. That's your only obligation. You have no need to know who I am. Mm.
So in those situations, it could escalate to fights, to being locked up, depending on
the police. Being shot. And that's the reason why probably a lot of black people have an issue with it.
Mm. I'm asking you this because in this video I saw this black man was parked outside of a home, which wasn't his home, he didn't live in the neighborhood, and the officer was asking for his ID to verify who you are and, you know, why are you here? And the homeowner was saying they've been parked there for a while it's kind of scaring me, whatever, whatever. They didn't say if the homeowner was black or white or whatever. But in these situations, if I'm the homeowner and you're randomly parking in front of my home, you need to leave or identify yourself. Because now you're making me uncomfortable, whether it's a public street or not. Why? What? You're messing up my day now. So in those situations, I think it should be damn near law for the police to be able to card you, identify you, to make sure you're not staking out my house to rob me or staking out my neighbor's house to rob me, or you just sitting here waiting for somebody else to finish doing what they're doing and then become the getaway driver. Like, yeah, just parking in front of random people's houses in random neighborhoods. That's that gray area where I think an officer should be able to card you, whether you committing a crime or not. Do you think that will open a can of worms? Like,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I can guarantee, I don't even know this, the case that you're talking about, but mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that the person that was parked was black. And the person that called was probably a Karen. And that's the only reason she had a problem with it.
That's probably it.
And that's the can of worms. That's like, this street is public. Mm-hmm. I ain't doing nothing wrong. I can park here. The officer come. Let me see your ID. Am I committing a crime? Mm-hmm. Even if he says no, but you're suspicious. Suspicious of what? If I'm suspicious of committing a crime, I haven't committed a crime. You have no right to ask for my ID.
So let's, I hear what you're saying.
Because this would only affect black people in a negative way, something like that. That stop and frisk bullshit, that was only there to affect black people. If somebody parked in front of my house, if I don't like, I'll go out. Excuse me. If it's for a long time, I've had people park in front of my house. I just keep an eye on them. If you that uncomfortable, walk out, take a picture of them. Why you taking a picture of me? Because I can. Go on back in your house. Like the street is public. You know what I'm saying? So
I think in that, see, so many scenarios.
I'd rather somebody park and stay in their car in front of my house than park and leave their car. That's just me. That's just me.
Now, I don't agree with the random, I'm walking down the street and you stop and card me or frisk me or anything like that, because I'm no threat to nobody. I'm moving. I'm going about my business. But just sitting in front of my home or in front of somebody's house, then that's what bothers me. Because if my wife's there and some random guy just parked outside my house, she's not going to go out and knock on the window. Uh-huh. She's not going to keep an eye on the guy. She's dealing with the children. But if an officer comes and cards him and is like, this is his name, this is his address, if something happens, now they have a suspect. Not, oh, yeah, man, it was this random car just sitting out in front of the house. You ain't called nobody. No, it's a public street.
So what's the difference between that and some dude just walking through a neighborhood and somebody calling the police?
The difference is he's moving. He's like, man, I'm just walking. I'm minding my business. I'm headed down this way. I'm moving.
And that happens all the time. Police get called.
But what I'm saying is that that situation, I don't see no problem with. I don't think the police officers should card you for that if you're just walking through the neighborhood. But if you're just sitting, because I don't see no logic behind what are you doing parking here and just sitting here? What are you accomplishing? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. I've never just sat in my car in a random neighborhood in front of a person's house just on my phone doing stuff. Mm-hmm. That has never happened. It's either in a parking lot or it's in front of the house and somebody's doing something. I'm waiting on somebody. But if the police randomly walked up to you and, hey, man, what you doing in front of this house? Nothing. I'm just parked. Okay. Can you move? Nope. It's a public. Like, okay, now, sir, I just want to be comfortable. I want the homeowner to be comfortable. Are you What are you here for? What is your purpose? And they're just like,
because I'm allowed to.
Yeah, that's that response. I don't understand. I don't understand. Why are you?
Because like, where do you draw the line with something like it? Like, there's many videos where the young man that was hunted down by the three white men for jogging. Mm-hmm. There are too many videos where black men are just living life.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden they got to deal with a bunch of bullshit. This street is public for a reason. It's just like, if somebody's parked there, maybe they're waiting on somebody. Maybe they wait. I mean, they could simply, I've literally, my kid's school, you can't go onto campus at the end of the day until mm-hmm. it lets out. I will go to a neighborhood and park and wait on their school to let out.
Yep.
Granted, there might be a few other people parked, people in the neighborhood know that. But even if they did, let's say that person just moved in. They come out, why is this man parking in front of my, mm-hmm. if they come out, I could be like, oh, I'm waiting on my kid's school. We'll yes. go wait in front of the school. No, I can wait right here.
Yes.
Or I could not give them nothing. But, what are you doing here? Because I can be here.
No, so that's what I'm saying. You have a reason to be there. People are not even given reasons or even making up reasons or just like.
Yeah, but I have the right to give a reason or not. It's like.
You do.
It's almost like a random person. Excuse me, what's your name?
Mm-hmm.
What's your name, sir?
Yep.
What's your name?
Yep.
You don't have to give them. You don't got to give them shit. So none. It's the same. It's like you have the same rights walking around in public in the mall as they do sitting on that street. Only Karens run into this issue. Only Karens have this issue.
If they
look out and see a white dude, they ain't going to give a shit.
That's true. But what I'm saying, though, why not give the proper answer?
What's the proper answer?
Why you're really there. It's like the police officer coming up to you in that neighborhood and you're waiting for your kids to get out of school. And they're like, why are you here? And you're like, I don't talk to police. And they're like, okay, so you just sitting here? Yeah, I'm just sitting here. And they're like, oh, all right. So, now, depending on that officer, he's going to handle it however way he's mm-hmm. going to handle it. To me, you've just put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
When you could have just, oh, officer, my kids go to school here. I park here. That's it. Oh, okay, cool.
How you know that's going to be the answer? now you gave him now, a reason to be now, like, well, you need to go park somewhere else.
No. In that situation, then it goes back to your feelings. Now, officer, I done told you what I had to tell you. Now, if you want to be an asshole about the situation, then now we can do that.
Yeah.
But I done did my part, and I done told you what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to your question of, well, what if you do everything right and stuff still go away? I mean, shit happens. But why not try to set yourself up for a good experience? And not this. I know my rights, man. Get on. Like, okay, sir. Well, just pull up and park in between the houses. Don't park right here in front of this house. Nah, I can park right here and disturb whoever it is in there. It's their problem. They got a problem with me.
How you disturbing them though? Like, I think you approaching this.
No, you're not. Now you can't tell me if somebody parks or somebody's in your presence, just okay. So you in the mall, somebody just staring at you. Every time you go out and in and out of store, they behind you or they literally following you. At that moment, are you like, oh, they can just follow me and stare at me all they want? Or would you approach them like, hey man, you okay? Is something, what's the problem?
Eventually, yes.
So
eventually I'm gonna be like, why are you following me?
Exactly. Why are you sitting outside my house, man? I got kids here. Man, this is a true story. Me and McKinley outside playing. This white van comes up. I believe I said it on this podcast before. This white van pull up, parks across the street.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Yeah. So I know the neighbor.
Now, that's a completely different situation.
Why?
Okay, a white van, you ask about maintenance, and he ain't got no maintenance shit. A dude pull up in a 96 Honda Accord, sitting in his car.
No. It's like, the same.
How is it the same?
It's the white same.
White vans are notorious for, doing shit. So you said, look, I think you approaching this from, oh, the cop is going to come, and he's going to be like, hey, why are you doing this? Okay, thanks for telling me. I'm coming from a standpoint of people having an attitude with the police because generally we're racially profiled just for standing. That's why the whole Black Lives Matter thing. Why the f- can't we just get a simple parking ticket or a speeding ticket or a stoplight ticket? Why we got to get guns pulled on us? Everybody else does all kinds of shit. Why can't I just sit here and wait on what I'm waiting for or park and text because it's illegal to drive and text?
Yep.
And it's like, no, you should be able to get the police called on you. Calling the police is already an issue.
That's true.
Soon as the police are called, I'm prepared for him to be an asshole because that's who I dealt with. That don't mean I'm gonna be an asshole. Mm. But I also have rights to sit here on a public street in a parking spot. It's like, I have the right to park. I have the right to breathe. I have the right to walk. I have the right to run. I have the right to drive. It's like...
If it's
without getting criminally charged for something.
So I'm mentioning this because if I was the homeowner, all right, obviously, like you said, I would, how I approach that van, I would approach the car outside. Hey, who are you? Why are you sitting here? It's making me nervous. If you don't want to leave, cool. I just want to let you know your presence is, I noticed you being here. And like you said, I ain't even think about it. I'm taking a picture of you because you just out in the open, in front of my house. That versus the racial profiling is, to me, different. Somebody's obviously, okay, being black and being suspicious and
That's right where I'm at. Well, that's the only standpoint I got to go from.
Okay, that's fine. But if an officer just simply asks you, I don't understand where this guy doesn't see why he would come off being suspicious. I'm not sure how long.
Yeah, for me, it's like, how long was he sitting there? What time of day was it? I've been that homeowner. I live in a cul-de-sac. There is no through street. There's people that's parked in front of my house. It's the middle of the day. Who gives a shit? Mm. There was a dude sitting across the street on the sidewalk of my neighbor's house for like a good hour and a half. I zoomed in, took a picture of him, went on about my day. He didn't have no reason to be up there. But it's the middle of the day.
So they be robbing. They in my neighborhood, there's been a lot of home invasions during the middle of the day. I was taking McKinley to school. This guy drove by the house. I had the garage door open, and you can hear his muffler. So he got up by the house, and you could hear him take off the gas, and was like, and looked at the house, and went up, whatever. So then he goes up the street. I'm taking McKinley to school. I'm literally, you know, few cars behind him. He makes a left in this certain street. It's a cul-de-sac. He goes in, cuts back, and then he just posts there, right? So I'm like, cool. I go about my business. Then I go back to the house. On the way back to the house, his car is parked in between these homes. Black tinted windows, and he's got his seat leaned back, and he's just back like this in the cut. Knowing that people are doing home invasions, and it's all on like the Ring neighborhood, do you see something like that, and you're like, oh, this is right. He can park right here in this random spot, pull his chair back, whatever. This has been happening. I'm just going to not say nothing. I'm not even going to, I'm just going to leave him be and let him do his thing.
So now you're bringing in different situations. Common home invasions and break-ins in the area.
Okay,
That's an easy police call. Look, there's a man said, as y'all know, this area has had a lot of break-ins. Has the area hit where that man was sitting? Has there been multiple break-ins? The police could have led with that. Excuse me, sir. We've had multiple break-ins in this area.
Uh-huh.
The neighbors are a little nervous. They were just wondering, you know, they said you've been sitting here for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I ID you just so I can make them more comfortable? Oh, he could have still gave the same asshole response, but at least that gives a reason for asking for his ID versus let me see your ID or why are you here? No. We ain't had no break-ins in my neighborhood. If you were to pull up in my cul-de-sac and park, and you told me you was waiting on me to come, and one of my neighbors or had called the police and said, oh, if you told me, oh, yeah, man, they called the police on me, I would be offended. I would go over and have to talk to them. Because why would you be suspicious of anybody sitting in this cul-de-sac? We've never had any incidences. The only reason you're suspicious of him is because he's my friend and he's black. That's the problem I would have. That there was no reason given other than, oh, he's just parked there. Okay, but what's the situation? Now, you gave a specific, our neighbor's house got broken into, this happened. That makes sense to call the police if somebody's just randomly sitting there.
It makes sense if the homeowner is nervous or suspicious. Obviously,
you make the homeowner nervous just by the way you look.
Obviously, in your cul-de-sac, they see a black individual, and y'all always have people in and out over there.
But I'm saying, you go pull over to text somebody.
Yep.
Or you waiting on McKinley or somebody to call you. The police roll up 5 minutes after you pull up.
Yep.
And you see white woman outside on the phone. Yeah, he's right there. He's probably going to break in. You're going to be perfectly fine with that.
Would have to be. That's what I'm saying. What's the... If you
all
know,
right, that's you. That's
if
you.
If you know what the issue is, oh, this lady being raped. Hey, man, I just pulled over the text right fast, and she called you. That's it. Anything else? Would you like my ID?
That's you.
Because I'm not a criminal. I'm not doing anything wrong. Yeah. You call me. Whatever.
That's you.
I don't understand the part of when you know. When you know the police got all the power, don't put yourself in no dumb situation.
I ain't saying put yourself in a dumb situation. I'm just saying you don't always have to bow out. Yes, sir, here's my ID. Okay, I'm sorry, I understand. It's like, no, I can sit here because I'm allowed to. I pay for this street same as they do.
That's the thing, too. I don't know why we be feeling like we like, yes, sir, ma'am, so you can have
because
my ID.
Because that's what it is.
No, it ain't. It's... That's the difference. That's the difference from other races and us. A white boy could tell you, shut the up. And you like, man, this white boy, silly as hell, da 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 da. But let a black guy tell you to shut the you what?
This is not what I just said. I said the exact opposite.
Huh?
I'm saying the exact opposite. It's bowing out and, oh, this lady's uncomfortable. Oh, I can't walk to my car because that white woman's walking to her car. Let me sit back so she feels safe. No, I'm going to live my life.
Oh,
No. But that's what I'm saying. It's just like the standpoint I'm coming from is, why do we always have to take the back seat and be the good person and be the submissive one and present ID in situations where other people wouldn't have to? Now, I'm saying I understand we got to do that in order to be safe because you got asshole Karens, you got asshole police. Mm. But at the same time, we've been dealing with this shit for 400 years. It's like me, if the police is called on me, if they come and ask me, oh, what are you doing here? I'm sitting here. Can I see your ID? Why? I'm going to ask questions. Why do you need to see my ID? All I'm asking for is an explanation versus we saying do this, so you need to do it.
Okay, so the whole story, the dude asked that, and the officer told him, you know, we don't know the entire or the full story of what's happening. We don't know the neighborhood or what's been happening in the neighborhood. But if you're parked in front of somebody's home and they call the police because they've never seen this car before, never seen this person before, what's happening? I'm 60 years old. You got squatters, goddamn, taking over the place. Squatter law.
You
I'm just saying, yeah. You don't know what's making that homeowner nervous. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So them calling the police, we don't know why. But if an officer comes and says the homeowner is nervous because you're outside their home, why, as any human, black, white, yellow, blue, whatever, why wouldn't that register to you like, oh, I am outside their house.
Yeah.
Officer, let me move. Or, I could be a criminal. Here's my ID. You can check and make them feel comfortable. If not, I will. Yeah, I'll move. Mm-hmm. Let me move down here. That's all I'm saying. Now, the history behind all of the, you know, once you call the police, you know, Dan, you almost put a life sentence on me anyway. The police could come kill me. There's a 50-50 chance when it comes to black people and that happening. So, yeah, like, damn, why you got to call the police? Why can't you just come out here and say something or give me the benefit of the doubt? You just racially profiling me because I'm black and I'm in front of your house. No, if you was anybody, I would have did it.
But nah, bullshit. No, I'm saying the police in these situations, there's been proven time and time and time again, the only reason that the police is called is because the people are black. The only reason the police is called is because they were black cooking in the park at the barbecue.
Oh yeah.
The only that's where people get fed up.
Oh.
It's like, I'm sitting in this neighborhood. I actually live down the street. I pulled over to text. My house costs more than yours. Why the fuck you call the police on me? Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I understand where you're coming from, and it's easy to say, oh, well, I would just move, or I would just do this, but people get fed up. Mm. Black people are sick and tired of this shit.
So, in the situations that you're talking about, I totally agree.
That's all I'm saying. Like, black people are sick and tired of this shit.
Kids, the community pool. How many people are with you?
Exactly.
You only that type
that
of
only
stuff.
Happens. Okay. Let them be another race. People look the other way. But let it be a group of black kids, and there's a problem.
Okay. Yeah. In those situations, I will probably be going to jail.
Yeah. That's why I can. It's easy to watch these videos and be like, why is this dude being such ass? Why didn't he just give him his ID? Why did he just leave? Mm. Blah blah. Because we tired of this shit. Mm. We always got to be the peaceful ones. We always got to be the ones to give. Why are we giving grace when we should be giving the grace? You know what I'm saying? That's my only thing. It's like, I get it. I understand people asking the police questions when they have the right to. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are you here? Why are you asking me?
Yep.
In a respectful way. Now, dude, it sounded like he was being an asshole.
He was.
He didn't have to do that.
Butthole, yep.
He could have just responded very respectfully. Before I show my ID, I'm going to understand why you need my ID.
Yep.
We're going to have a very respectful conversation. Because, you know, there are cops out there that's like, well, sir, I'm just asking you, explain the situation. It's like, okay, I'm just sitting here. And they'll explain that he's just sitting there. The fact that they, and this is where I'm coming from. The fact that we have a housing crisis out here in California. Mm. You go on certain streets, there are RVs, mobile homes for blocks, trash everywhere. I mean, it almost looks like a third world country in some areas.
Walking Dead.
It does. It looks that bad. I mean, the street got trash all over it. The city can do nothing about it. The cops cannot make them people leave. Yep. Them people are out there throwing trash in people's yards. They're actually out there starting fires on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And here I am just sitting in my car texting.
Yep.
You. I'm just sitting in my car, sitting here waiting, texting on the phone. You.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at. I'm like, I can't look past. I'm not going to put myself in a dangerous situation, but I'm not going to always bow and submit and here you go and I'm sorry y'all move. Nah, the hell with you. Because if one of these RVs came, the cops couldn't do nothing.
That's true.
RV can post up right in front of your house.
That's true.
They can set up camp with kids and sidewalks and dogs and grills and shit
tents.
Right on your sidewalk, tents.
They can live there.
And you can call the police all day. The police going to be like, well, sorry, there's nothing we can do. Mm. So why the hell I got to move?
Yeah. I agree.
To me, we're
talking two different scenarios because everything you're saying, I agree with. I'm not, if I'm at a park, we going to have some issues. No, I'm not moving. If I'm in front of you,
I'm sorry. That's why I said there is. Where's it's too gray. Where's the line at? Mm. Where's the line? Because it's like, oh, my house is across the street from the park. There's these people out here grilling. You need to come get them.
In that scenario, yeah, they are just, the police will have an issue because I'm like,
I live here, yeah. But they're right there. But I live here. They in front of my house.
Yeah. But that, yeah, true. I agree. I just feel like you have to be able to juggle the scenarios and the way you approach all of the situations. Yeah. So,
now I agree. You should have been respectful.
Yeah,
but
I know, like, no, I'm not giving you my ID. If I'm disturbing her, when I'm finished, I'll leave. All right, I'm gone. You know.
Yeah. No.
But I don't talk to police.
Yeah. Now that's
and
like
roll your window back up.
That creates.
Yeah.
If I'm a cop, I'm gonna be like,
he got man, a roll body your window the back trunk.
There. Yeah. Now you're suspicious. It's like
now you're suspicious. But yeah, I'm a
now, I agree with you though, like in certain situations, like if it's been multiple raking, absolutely. I would probably call, depending on the time of day. I've had people sitting in my cul-de-sac. When I first moved in, there was a car parked across the street, windows up, car off, and it was like 90 some degrees in the summer.
Dang.
So I got out of my truck and walked over and like looked in the car. And it was two dudes. They were set. I think they were smoking, but I'm like, you about to die. It's too hot for this. Tinted windows I can't even see in.
Yeah.
So I just looked in, walked back across the street, and they started the car and pulled it off. I'm like, I didn't know the neighborhood. I didn't know who these people. They could have been, now that I look at it, they could have been waiting on the neighbors across the street to get home. It looks suspicious. But yeah, it's just, I think it's a gray line when you say, it's a thin line when you say they should be allowed to just call the police and check that person, because that's what the other stuff turns into, what it is. And they do it already, so it's already done. So I guess what I'm saying is a mute point.
It's just so many scenarios we can come up with and different answers. But if you're sitting outside in front of my house, I'm going to card you, or the police going to card you.
I remember.
Whichever way you want to take it, I'm coming out. I'm saying something to you.
No, now I get it. Because like you said your neighbor's house, I think, got an invasion or something.
Yeah, they got broken into.
And was it them twice?
No.
Or somebody knocked on their door?
Across the street was the van. The guy next to me, literally. Yeah. They broke in through his window.
The mailman's getting questioned. What you doing here? Your Jeep's been parked here too long. I get it. And if you were to call the cops, they would be able to give a reason like, hey, we've had some break-in. That makes perfect sense. Just real quick, because we're going to wrap this up. I remember it was a time I borrowed, this is a friend of the family, he's an older guy. I borrowed his car, and he had a rental that he had to take back, so I still had his car. So we met up. And then he was taking me to my mom so my mom could come pick me up from him. So we stopped at this bowling alley, right, in the parking lot, because it was closed, and we were just sitting at the edge of the parking lot waiting on my mom to come. All of a sudden, this cop, he's riding by, pulls up. You know, he gets out. So, you know, we still finishing our conversation. And I'm, at this time, I'm like, I'm a teenager. I'm like 17, 18 or something like that. And he's just comfortable. He's been in the military. He knows laws and stuff. So we just finished talking, and I'm looking like, what's about to happen? So a cop walks up. He was like, can I see you guys' ID? And he's like, why? And they kind of get in a verbal back and forth. In that same moment, two cars go smack. Like, these cars had to be doing 90, 95 in like a 35. Oh, I mean, racing. He goes, see, that's your problem right there, not us.
Dang.
Dude was like, he ran and jumped in his car.
Before we got him down there, bogey down 25.
He said, that's your problem right there, not us.
we lived in Glendale for a while.
Oh, and, I couldn't imagine Glendale.
I'm talking 2 a.m, 3 a.m. Them would be out, the kids would be out ganged up around a couple of cars, no police.
Yeah,
they wouldn't. The police wouldn't even. You could walk around Glendale butt naked. Ain't nobody calling the police. Police ain't gonna be there.
That's because that's their community.
That's their community. Yeah,
we
yeah.
looked at a house in Glendale to buy.
Woo!
And me and Angel, we show up with the realtor.
They probably won't gonna sell it.
We walk in, probably not. We walk in, we look at the house, a lot of walking around the property. As we're walking back out, I shit you not, there was like six neighbors standing in their front yard with their arms crossed.
Yep.
Staring at us. Yep. Oh, look, this is me. Wow. They do not want us in our in their neighborhood.
Yeah. That's crazy.
We
experienced that too, Brenton.
We both got them house buying stories. But hey, fam, that was a good one. Goose.
Yes, sir. Don't let them know you can catch me on IG. That's GOOLZBY. Building with Goose on YouTube. And I'm not a lawyer, but the debrief on YouTube.
I know I am. I have to bleep that part out. Huh. Somebody said this episode got a lot of bleeps.
Oh, yeah, we got to start talking about the police.
Going back to listen to it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to take it out. Anyway, fam, y'all found me on Instagram, Marks on the Gram, Facebook, and Marks on the Book, TikTok, and Tank Don't Talk. For now, y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit, M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. If you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanks with TV, Let Us Tell It. If you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. And you said, yeah. Patreon, there's, you already said it.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
But you got to say yours so I know how to say mine.
Patreon.com/
yep.
That Chick Angel. That's our Patreon. You can get this live and a bunch of other stuff live.
Patreon/ I'm not a lawyer, but.
It took me like 8 months to figure ours out.
I keep I pick it back off you.
Hey, until next time, we'll holler at y'all, fam.
Yep.